Perth, Western Australia. My name's Lindy, my channel name's Reggie White on Toast, and I'm from Perth, Australia too.
Hi, I'm Kristen, my channel name's Awesome Matilda, and yep, I'm from Perth, Western Australia as well.
Hi, I'm Jean, trail name Pacemaker. I slow my husband down. And we're from Newport News, Virginia.
Hey, can you see me there?
I can see you.
Mountain Dewer here, and I'm hoping to get to Maine by the middle of September, and hopefully I won't starve to death in the meantime.
I'm Tater, I live in New York, and I'm getting ready to climb up to Shuckstack. I call it way up to start the summit.
Hi, this is Suzanne Schroper, Ranger Cortez from Boston, Massachusetts. Well, currently homeless, but we'll figure it out. Riding in the shuttle at Fontana Dam.
Hi, this is Leilani Kai Stratton, SpongeBob, also from Boston, Massachusetts, and originally from up by Katahdin. Just having a good time.
Hey, my name is Vince Eisenson. Trail name is Billy Goat. I'm from Durham, North Carolina. I'm here in Fontana Dam picking up a package. Hasn't rained much yet. I have some kind of poison ivy-like outbreak here. Not sure what it is. Hopefully it'll go away. Looking forward to the Smokies.
My name is Steve Root. Trail name Jericho. Meaning of the trail name Jericho comes from the Bible. One of the definitions is fragrant. I'd be fragrant, guaranteed I'd be fragrant.
Hello, I'm Baltimore Jack, I'm from Hanover, New Hampshire. My name's Rob Rosemont. My trail name's Seattle, that's where I'm from. Hi.
My name's Casey Crouch, my trail name is Cupcake, and I'm from Eastern Connecticut.
Hi, I'm Mark Nath. My trail name is Atom, A-T-O-M, and I'm from Yardley, Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm September Mahaley. My trail name is September, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
One of the thoughts that I have had several times while on the AT is that I would like to thru-hike with my wife and kid. At this time, my daughter is only 2 years of age, so I think this isn't the right time for us. I try to imagine what it would be like in several years. Will she want to hike? How old will she have to be to remember the trip? And will my wife still be up for the challenge? Many more questions come into mind. During the middle of the peak hiking season here at the village, I saw a family of three. This family was the Wanderers. The Wanderers are Sam, the father, and his two children, Sarah and Brandon. Here is their story.
I guess I always wanted to hike the trail since I was a boy, you know. And I thought about it in section hike in Pennsylvania and hiked various trails, but never went and did it. But then, as the kids were getting older, we would do more hiking in Pennsylvania. And I guess about a year ago, we were section hiking, and we ran into a through hiker. His trail name was Wizard. He was, I guess he was about 64, 65 years old. And he's a really cool guy. We had just broke camp, and we had like, I probably had like 80, 90 pounds, a heavy backpack with all kinds of stuff strapped on. You know, we had just spent, I think, a week camping at a fire dam up in the mountains. And we had just loaded up our stuff and started hiking down the trail, and here comes this guy with this little teeny backpack, you know, and he had a beard and everything, and you could tell he was on the trail a long time. And then he stopped, and we probably talked for about 2 hours. 3 hours, you know. He was showing us all his gear and everything. That kind of started it for us, where we were thinking, wow. Hiking, you know, and just going, keep going from shelter to shelter, and we do like 30 or 40 miles, and we started, because before we would just sort of hike in, and we camped there for a few days or a week, and then hike out again, so we thought we'd just keep hiking, you know, from shelter to shelter, and then last June, we were doing a section hike, and we ran into a whole bunch of through hikers that just happened to be passing through. And I think we hiked like 4 days with a group of through hikers. And then that really got us excited about hiking the trail.
They were kind of like, kept saying, yeah, you heard all these families hiking the trail. I mean, you can hike the trail if you want to do. They kept like mentioning other families hiking.
And it seemed like just like one big family. It seemed like they would talk about this northbound family, and then this other group started talking about a southbound family.
Yeah.
You know, and we were hearing about all these different people hiking the trail, and it seemed like everybody helped everybody, and it just seemed like a really neat thing to do. And then I guess graduated from high school, you were going to take a year off from college, and we thought, you know, that would be a cool time to do it.
Yeah, decided I wouldn't rush off into college right away. I'd take some time and make sure I know what I want to do before I get in there, and then figured, well, this would be a great time to actually try to hike the AT.
And we had read on the internet in one of the, I don't know if it was trail journals, but there was a professor at a college, and he was saying that when you graduate from high school, everybody should be mandatory that they hike the Appalachian Trail before they start out in life, because they'd be more aware of the environment and how things are changing and stuff. And I just thought it'd be a good thing to do. And then I guess we started getting serious about it, and buying gear, and
looking into gear, and researching, and
And then Brandon went to go along.
For 7 months, I'd really like to be with them, because I like hiking, want to hike with them.
and I started like wondering if I could go along somehow, kind of bugging them.
Yeah, at first I said, well, geez, what about school? You know, you can't go along kind of school. But then we started talking to people that we knew that homeschooled, and they said, you could probably do that. So we checked into it, and we finally decided that we could probably do this. We keep joking about it, saying, oh, this AT thing, this ain't so bad, you know. And that's kind of how we feel, though, because it kind of feels like we're on a vacation. Like when we stopped at Neil's Gap at the hostel, it kind of felt like it was cheating. Because it's like, geez, we're only on a trail, what, 4 days? Now we're going to sleep in a hostel and stuff.
And it was nice, though, being there, because we were at the woods hole.
Yeah.
And it that night, it snowed. It was very cold. Like, it was all guys there, and they got up by 2 o'clock and started a fire. And one guy dumped all his stove fuel on the wood to get it burning. They were all wrapped in their sleeping bags, cold, and everyone pretty much just rushed off as early as they possibly could to get to Neil's Gap. It was kind of nice to be nice, warm, dead that night.
Yeah, that was a cold morning for us once we started hiking. We got up, it was so cold, all our water bottles were froze. We thought we broke our water filter because it had some ice on it. And all our water bottles were froze. And we just got up and didn't eat anything and just started hiking.
Yeah.
And we went up over Blood Mountain, and the trail was kind of icy and snowy and frost on branches of all the bushes and trees. But then once we went up over Blood Mountain and started going down the south side where the sun was hitting on it, then there was some warm spots. There was really some beautiful views out over the rocks there, taking some pictures. It seemed like the mountain was just white with thick frost, but then there were some spots like in the valleys that must have been warmer because there wasn't any frost there. And there was kind of a little mist or haze or something.
It was like blowing some of the snow and frost off the mountain, and took a picture of Ram Brandon, it looked like they were in Antarctica or something.
And then when we went down over the mountain to Neil's Gap, it seemed pretty nice to get down into the warm there. We each ate a hot dog and filled up our fuel. And everybody, the other hikers we were hiking with that were there, said, oh, you gotta stay here at the hostel. It's tradition or something.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, what the heck. That was
nice.
Fun. That was nice. That's one thing we're finding on the trail. I didn't think it would be that way, because before we went to stay at the hostel, I went down in and asked the guys if it was okay, you know, safe to, you know, bring the kids down in here. They said, yeah, no problem. Everybody was real polite, real nice. We had a nice time in the hostel there. Everybody kind of gathered around in that one room where we was telling all the stories. That was fun. It was the first hostel ever. That right after probably when we started from Amicalola Falls, that we'd be talking about anything and everything,
yeah.
And just sort of walking along, and we're not really aware of what's going on. All of a sudden, wow, here's a shelter already. We're here.
We made it. Oh.
And that happened quite a few days, and we're like, well, this isn't so bad, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it seemed for us so far. And I guess, you know, exercising and trying to get in condition to hike probably help a lot that way. But it's usually Brandon in the front, then Sarah, and then me behind. And we'd be walking along talking, and it seemed like seems like we're talking about all kinds of stuff. I kind of like having the time, you know, that, yeah. And to think about things.
Yeah. I think after 6-7 months of hiking together, we'll all grow that when we want to do stuff, like when we get back home, we want to do more stuff. Just because we've been together so long, we want to do more stuff. Maybe us three more might change.
Thanks for listening to Well-Worn Trail. Also special thanks to the Wanderers for their time, especially Brandon since he was skeptical of being taped. Also thanks to the Album Leaf for their use of their music.
Hi there, this is Jack Tarlin, Baltimore Jack, speaking to you from Fontana Dam on the Appalachian Trail, suggesting that if you're thinking about coming on out here, whether for 6 days or 6 months, check out www.whiteblaze.net, the best source of information on hiking the Appalachian Trail.